This is St. Louis Public Radio. Health insurance markets set up by former President Obama's signature health law are collapsing, Republicans say. The GOP plan that passed the House allows states to let insurance companies charge higher premiums to uninsured people with pre-existing conditions. States like Missouri could set up a separate high-risk pool to cover those people instead. As St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports, it's an old idea made new again.
Back when insurance companies could still deny coverage to people with pre-existing conditions, 35 states had a public plan for people who couldn't buy coverage anywhere else. The pools took people with higher health costs out of the general insurance market, put them in another pool, and subsidized the cost with payments from insurance companies. They were later phased out by the Affordable Care Act. In 2008, Barb Fleming of North St. Louis County had built a small business selling tableware. Then her doctor found a lump. It was stage 2 breast cancer.
But I also knew I was going to have insurance issues because I only had catastrophic insurance. So it was renewable every 6 months.
That meant she would lose her coverage and now had a pre-existing condition. Desperate for health insurance, she applied for a low-wage job at a big box store, but was too sick to work after surgery. One friend even proposed marriage so she could get on his plan.
I felt like I could control the cancer. I had no control over this because it was absolutely, I felt like, at the whim of whatever that insurance company decided.
Finally, Fleming found Missouri's high-risk pool, but the plan started at $820 a month and wouldn't cover costs related to her cancer for a year unless she wrote an appeal to the state's insurance regulator. Premiums increased up to $1,200 a month. That's why the idea of high-risk pools coming back is so scary for her.
I remember when I was first diagnosed, when I called my brother, and I told him I would probably have to file bankruptcy, and would he help me? To me, you're heading back into those kind of territories for people.
Vernita McMurtry directed Missouri's high-risk pool, starting in 2004. It had good coverage if you could afford it, but she says the program was chronically underfunded. Even though insurance companies paid into the program, Missouri reimbursed the companies with tax credits, and McMurtry says it wasn't enough to keep premiums down.
What it would have taken back then to make them more effective and to increase enrollment would have been adequate funding, and that didn't happen then, and it's not crafted to occur going forward.
In 2010, the Affordable Care Act allocated $5 billion for high-risk pools before they were phased out in 2014. But the money ran out, and they stopped enrolling new people. The latest plan passed by House Republicans allows states to reestablish high-risk pools and let insurance companies charge more based on a person's health status, but only if they're uninsured for more than 2 months, and only for a year afterwards. The House earmarked $8 billion for this, plus state stability funds. But Karen Politz of the Kaiser Family Foundation says states would have to match the money.
The real question is there enough money? And it would be more, I think, than states had in the past to work with. But states would have to pony up a lot of money.
Republicans argue that the risk pools could help improve choices in the insurance market and bring down premium costs for everyone else. Others say the idea is fundamentally unfair and prices sick people out of the market. Politz says you have to look at it in the context of all the other cuts proposed by the Republican plan.
While states are kind of dealing with who's going to be in this market and how could we siphon off, you know, the expensive people and pay for them another way, the Medicaid program is getting cut by close to $900 billion.
As written, the Republican plan would leave 23 million more people uninsured by 2026, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Even if the Senate's version varies greatly, risk pools may still be on the table. The Trump administration recently advised states to use a Medicaid waiver program to establish risk pools, among other things, if options for individual insurance are limited. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.